This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Hey, here's what's going on. The guest we had hoped to have at this little chunk of our show is a no-show. But the good news is we had that conversation about Aaron Rodgers, COVID, and the Packers going on. Y'all kept calling through that news feature there. So if you called and didn't get through, try again. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Your take on Rodgers. Are you still a fan? More of a fan? Less of a fan? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Jan starts us off again from La Crosse. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I'm calling because I am a huge Packer fan, and I was a fan of Aaron Rodgers, with, as the previous caller said, because of the way he handled the whole Favre leaving thing. And I've stayed a fan of Aaron Rodgers until just the last 2 weeks. I believe he lied because he specifically chose the word immunized as opposed to vaccinated. He knew exactly what he was saying because in the next sentence, he refers to his teammates as some of them have gotten vaccinated and some haven't. So he knew that he was choosing his words carefully. And he also sought an exemption from the NFL. So he knew darn well he wasn't vaccinated. And this also shows where people say, you know, when I get vaccinated or not vaccinated, it's a personal choice. It doesn't affect other people. Well, this is a perfect case of how it affected a lot of other people. And we don't know how many more of his teammates are going to come down with COVID that attended that Halloween party. And like a previous caller said, too, many of them have young children. And this could still affect some of his teammates. And obviously, his home remedy that he got from Rogan didn't work because he still got COVID anyway.
All right, Jan, just before I let you go, Sunday afternoon, Packers are playing. Rodgers is taking the snaps. Is the TV on in your house?
It's always on because I love the Packers as a team. But I am not an Aaron Rodgers fan any longer. If he leaves after this year, I'm just fine with it. Whereas I was fighting for him to come back this year.
Thanks.
But I do not like people who lie.
Jan, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Louis in Oconto. Louis, hi.
Yes, I think it just shows that Aaron can make up his own mind. And it kind of shows he's been pretty much for grabbing all the money he can. And then when it comes to Friday, blame him, blame everybody else but himself. And it kind of just shows the kind of character that he has. Always been a blamer, never accepting any responsibility.
Louis, thanks for the call. Denny, I'm sorry. Got to lean in closer there. Denny is with us in Waupaca. Denny, hi.
Yeah, I think that my take is this. Rodgers, I believe, had to test every morning prior to going into the Packer building and have a negative test to go in. Mm-hmm. And so the Packers definitely knew he wasn't vaccinated. They kept it quiet. My concern is that the message he's sending out, he definitely misled people. Whether you call it a lie, it certainly was by omission. But the message he's sending out to people that are against the vaccine is that it's okay. Well, it's okay if you're tested every single morning before you go to work and you test negative. Because as soon as you contact this and the people that are anti-vaxxers, when you are vaccinated, you're much less likely to become infected and much less likely to pass it around to the people around you. It's not just a choice about you. That's, to me, the biggest problem with this. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dan. You too. Thanks for calling in, Denny. Dan joins us next in Eau Claire. Dan, hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What'd you want to bring up?
So my question is more to do with the controversy surrounding this particular issue. There's a lot of players that have tested positive, but it seems as though the outrage is more towards Rodgers. So my question would be, is it really an outrage about the fact that he tested positive or the fact that, you know, he didn't conform to the mandate that they wanted him to conform to? Is it really about the shot or is it about something else?
Gotcha. Dan, thanks for calling in. Time for one more quick call. Jay in Two Rivers. Jay, hi.
Good afternoon. There's been previous evidence that the money must be going to Aaron's head. And I'm really disappointed that if he didn't outright lie about getting inoculated, he certainly was misleading. But what's even more egregious than that is the whole NFL not considering to re-sign Colin Kaepernick. That gentleman has been working out 6 days a week, apparently, making himself ready, and he's just been ignored. And I think that's even worse than what Aaron did.
Jay, thanks for the call. Thanks to all of your calls. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts today.